The first section of the second Halukah begins with Halukah Ki Tov Zamra. We're calling out to people to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the second section began with Enu La Hashem Bisoda. We are calling on people to call out to Hashem with thanksgiving. The third section of the second Halukah begins with Shabchi Yerushalayim. Again, the Mishorer, the psalmist, is calling out to Yerushalayim to praise Hashem. Presumably, this is a continuation from the previous pasuk of Rotzeh Hashem Es Yireyav, that Hashem desires those who fear God. So now, the very next pasuk, Shabchi Yerushalayim Es Hashem. So presumably, we're saying that the inhabitants of Yerushalayim will praise Hashem, because Hashem is Rotzeh Hashem Es Yireyav. Hashem will bless who? Those who fear Him. Who are those who fear Him? The inhabitants of Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael. And Tzion will rise again. The Das Mikra suggests that maybe this Mizmor could be a prophecy or prayer for Haggai and Zechariah in the beginning of the Second Temple period. After all, there are some hints to this in the Mizmor. We say, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Shabchi Yerushalayim Hashem, build Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is praising Hashem. And Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, which may speak to Kibbutz Galios, the gathering of the exiles. Also, with respect to Shabchi Yerushalayim Es Hashem, Halil Kayach Tzion, praise the God of Tzion, Ki Chizak Brichei Sharayach, because God strengthened the gates of Yerushalayim. Again, this seemingly happened. Kibbutz Galios, the walls of Yerushalayim going up during the time of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. So perhaps when we recite the second Halukah, we can have in mind, perhaps now we're living in a time when Baruch Hashem, Yerushalayim is thriving. We're not there fully yet, but there's a beginning of Kibbutz Galios and the beginning of Shabchi Yerushalayim as Hashem, Ki Chizak Brichei She'arayach, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim in our days. Special kavodah when we recite the second Halukah.